The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. First question I have to ask you about converting an attached garage to living space is the practical one. What do I do with all that stuff stored in my garage?
So this is a great opportunity to purge. You want to go through all that stuff in your garage, and you want to get it down to the smallest pile of stuff you can, right? So it's a great opportunity to really look at your stuff and say, nah, this is for goodwill, nah, this is to throw out, nah, this is what I want to keep. Definitely, when you're converting a garage, your storage space is a huge trade-off. So you want to get your stuff down to as little bit of a storage as you can. Once you do that, there are a number of options if you want to convert a garage into something like a home office or a guest bedroom or an in-law suite. You know, more and more folks are living with multiple generations these days, so that in-law suite can come in really handy, or, you know, the sort of a guest bedroom for maybe the child who's coming back home. So once you pare it down, you can look at adding a shed, maybe in your backyard, that could take your mower and whatever other stuff you need, your ladder, the other stuff that's in your garage. And there are a number of different kinds of sheds. You can get them in plastic, vinyl, metal, wood. Some you can assemble yourself. Some you have built for you, custom plans, whatever you want to do. You want to check your permitting, because you might need a permit to add a shed. So you want to check with your local planning department. The next thing you could do is rent storage for your stuff, especially stuff you don't use often. That's not going to work for the mower or the ladder. But if you have, you know, Christmas decorations or a bunch of other seasonal stuff that you keep in your garage, you might want to look at renting some space. That would clear it out. Prices for that can run from $40 to $200 a month, but you might pay more than $300 if it's, you know, fully outfitted with climate-controlled units and the rest of that sort of stuff. But if you're just storing Christmas decorations, you might not need that. The other thing you can do is ask a neighbor if they have some extra space in their garage or their shed and potentially, you know, rent it from them. So those are three options for what do you do with all that stuff.
There's also, by the way, if you have a swimming pool and you're tired of paying to keep that up, just dump all the stuff in the pool.
And put a cover over it. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the kind of thing that I would do. And amazingly, my wife has stayed with me. There's no accounting for this. Let's get down to cost. I always hate to be the practical one here, but what does an attached garage conversion cost?
You know, your attached garage already has a foundation, walls, and a roof. So using the existing structure typically costs around half of what you'd spend for an all-new addition. You can expect to pay between $20,000 and $50,000 to convert, say, a two-car garage, depending on what features and finishes you include, of course, and the cost of construction where you live. Now, if you want to do one of those guest suites we talked about, you know, in-law or guest suite, you're going to need a bathroom, and that's going to add another $15,000 to $25,000 to the cost of the renovation. Conversion.
All right. So cost compare that, converting my garage then, to just building an addition.
The annual cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine pegs the national average cost of a 16 by 24 foot two-story addition at more than $165,000. You know, that includes a full bedroom and bath over a first floor family room.
Wow. So there's a big difference between a conversion and an addition. Okay. So I'm interested in looking at the garage again. So what does this conversion entail?
Things you need to do if you're going to convert your garage include raising the floor height to allow for insulation over the concrete slab, because most garages are not built with any kind of insulation in the floor or the walls or the ceiling, so you have to add insulation there as well. You're also going to need heating and cooling for the space, and you can do that either by tying, you know, the garage renovation into the home's existing systems or by adding an independent one. But either way, that's going to be something you have to take into consideration. Also, you may need an electrical service upgrade to accommodate the larger load from the things you're going to put in that addition. Of course, you're going to open up the partition between the wall of your house and the garage to create an open floor plan. And you're going to want to replace garage doors with those fully insulated walls we talked about, but also you're going to want, you know, normal studded walls there. And, of course, you want to add windows and doors.
All right. Terrific. Let's briefly go over, you know, other alternatives. If you really want to add living space, you don't want to do a full-on addition, you want to leave the garage intact or something, what else is there?
So, you know, you could look down, you could look up, you could look to your basement, you could look to your attic if you want to leave the garage parking intact. Or you could look above your garage. That's the other place to go. So you would pay $50,000 to $100,000 plus that $15,000 to $25,000 for a bathroom if you wanted to add on to the top of your garage. Say you have a two-story house and a one-story garage. Our neighbors did something like this. So there's a lot involved in that.
All right. Great information, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi. And be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook, right?
Right, absolutely. Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today. the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.